Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God loves us so much and he has so much to say to his people. He cares about us richly. And I was talking last week about how the work and operation of the Comforter. See, the Lord sent us a Comforter. And last week's broadcast was, I loved it. I enjoyed doing that one. And we pointed out the need of a Solomon showed us that there was, he saw many victims oppressed by their oppressors. And they were poor and couldn't do nothing about it, but and they had no comforter. Well, the world have not changed. There are still wicked people here oppressing people. But guess what? God has a counter. And even if you are rich and wealthy, you still have an oppressor. That's the devil. Even if you're on top of the world, the devil's still trying to destroy your life and hijack your life to hurt other people. So the Lord sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to help us out. And everybody needs the Holy Spirit. Jesus pointed out in St. John 14 that the world can't receive him. They won't receive him. But only Christian people will receive him. And the Holy Spirit will work with anybody if they will receive him, and they don't. See, if you receive him, you'll easily receive Jesus. The Holy Spirit helps us to believe. See, when your heart is soft enough, it's the Holy Spirit that helps you gain repentance and believe on Jesus. The Holy Spirit manages everything. So, the work of the Holy Spirit is highly involved in us believing on the Lord. Not only that, the Lord can see through time. And he raise up people just for you. And then those that would get on board and love him, that's not an accident. God knew it was going to happen. After he saved you, he raised up others to get you saved. Then he blesses your life and raises you up from that point on to be a blessing to others. That's how it works. See, the wisdom of God is remarkable. And people that don't understand the things of God, they mock the things of God. They laugh at it. You know, when the Holy Spirit first came and they heard people. Now, they heard them speaking other language, and other languages sound like gibberish if you don't understand it. And so the first thought that the human mind thought was, they're drunk. But Peter pointed out, they're not drunk at this hour. Nobody gets drunk in the morning. So, but then they listened closely, and people that had come to the Passover, they heard them. This was Pentecost. Passover had happened, but Pentecost is 50 days after. And they came there for Pentecost. Not Passover, but the Pentecost. And so they came from where they were to celebrate. People from all over the world. And they heard people that never left Galilee speaking languages where they came from. And then not only were they speaking languages that they came from, they heard them worshiping and praising God and making worship statements to God. And they didn't know what this. And then Peter pointed out, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. See, God loves man. He know how to get our attention when we won't give it to him. God is wise in all of his methods. He knows what to do and he know how to do it. Then that day, 3,000 men got saved while Peter was preaching. So, and then they taught the people well by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came and he changed the things that was wrong. Everything that they learned wrong, he began to undo it, show them the right way, just like Jesus did. Jesus came to give us example. And in this series of broadcasts, I'm going to point out some things that Jesus did to show you the heart of the Father so that you can know God personally. See, God has been misrepresented by man. God has been misrepresented by religious people, science, educators, politicians, people in general, and people that just plain love the world. They have false opinions about God. But Jesus came to show us the heart of God towards us and towards you personally. See, God, people say, when you say the word God, all right, I put it this way, a person, the first authority figures in our children's lives, the first human authority figures, they shape the way they see God. All right. Let's say children from a very wealthy family, they had possessions, but their parents were stingy and would barely give them an allowance. They had to do something for it all the time. Their parents were not generous. And that happens. So when you hear the word God, their first impression is their parents. Their parents were not generous towards them, so they're going to have a struggle to believe God for something. They're going to say, I gotta go the extra mile to get something out of God. Even salvation. And that's not true. Then you got parents that they spoil the children. They give them everything. And the children never learn the balance of, and they never learn work ethics. They become trifling. See, everybody, if you give a child too much, they become trifling. When they get old, you're their source, and they're going to come to you. And they expect to have whatever it is. If it's a girl, when she gets married, she's going to expect her husband to be like her dad. And she don't understand, you got to go work every day. And when the husband go to work, she going to get mad at him because you're supposed to be in the house and we're supposed to just have everything. That's how it was growing up. Now, we all know that's crazy, but this is what gets into the heart of people who are not balanced. And when it comes to the Lord, then the Lord's supposed to give me everything and I don't supposed to do anything. They're out of balance. Now, God is not like the foolish parents. God is wise in his ways. But they'll think this is how God is. If children raised by parents that were poor, they always worked and never had enough, then the concept of God is no different. But God is not like their parents. Some people don't know how to abound. They lack knowledge. They never sin, but they know how to be abased. They can take a little and do a lot with it. It may not look the best, but they can get the job done. So if any of these three or four people that come from these varied situations, if they study the word of God, they'll start learning how God really is. That God loves you. He thinks of everything. He will reward your faithfulness and you'll have balance. And you're going to prosper and learn to manage the prosperity. Like the last one, they didn't know how to abound. Their parents didn't know how to abound. Well, that child has to learn how to prosper, how to abound. You can learn how to prosper and God can teach you how to do it. But there are concepts of God. God is not that way. He wants you to be poor. In their mind. And that's not true. That's not who God is. God said, be faithful, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. There is a way to, all you have to do is learn to prosper and learn who he is. And then you'll see and understand that your parents were short-sighted. They didn't know these things. They lacked knowledge. But God loved them, but they lacked knowledge. And they couldn't do any better unless they would have followed God. That's the power of following God. Your life will come to perfect balance. And your children won't be lost if they see you honoring God. Now, the children that come from parents that they work as under God, They love people. They love God. They learn from God. And they do the things that Jesus said, and they believe on Jesus. All right, they're going to see a balanced life. And then when they study the word, they'll have the easiest time applying the word to their life, because that they had good role models. They had obedient parents. So people born under obedient parents that are balanced, they're more apt to be balanced, and we bear fruit after our type, and they'll see God in a balanced way, like the word reveals him as he is. If people that come out of a religion, salvation by works, that demons started a long time ago, they're trying to work for that salvation. They're always trying to do good enough. And that's, you can't earn salvation, folks. Jesus had to die in your place. You believe God. That's the only thing you can't work for. You cannot. If you're working for salvation, you need to get saved. If you believed on Jesus and then you're still trying to work for salvation, you need to get saved and focus on Jesus. He gives you the ability to do what's right. That didn't come from your efforts. It came from his. Now, see, I'm righteous because I believed on him. If you're righteous, it's because you believed on him. And then he give us the power to become the sons of God. And from that, and from having a clean heart, a clean spirit, we can do the works of God. We can bear fruit. We can represent him. Representing Jesus is the same thing as bearing fruit, living according to the word of God. And then we apply the principles of the word and we'll prosper. And we do the same thing Jesus did. So the Holy Spirit came to help us. See, he will compensate us for what we didn't get. And people that's living without it, now some people receive the Holy Spirit, but they don't listen. So they back to square one. They receive the Holy Spirit, but whenever they decide to yield to him, that's when they'll do better. That's when they'll be a blessing. That's when they'll prosper right. And then they go back to their old ways and they can't. But some people, they let God guide them in this life, and they enjoy the Holy Spirit. They receive revelation from God, and they build their life, and they can do what others don't. See, God, if we honor him, he'll honor us. And he won't make you do it. He'll guide you in all truth. Now, Jesus explained what the Holy Spirit came to do. And he'll help us pick up where Jesus left off. Also, he'll help us pick up where the generation that preceded us left off. That's even more powerful, because the people don't know it, but the ways of God is ever progressive. If you learn from my generation, the next generation is going to be much greater. That's how it is. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Everything is free, because this is important. Some people are just starting out. So if you want to give to this ministry, you can. But I made everything free because Jesus said, freely I give to you, freely give. That's what I'm obeying. That's what I'm doing. I'm also sowing. I said, the Lord told me to let not his people lack knowledge. And I want to do it the fastest way I can. Some people, if I was selling all the information then, some people wouldn't get it. It's more important for everybody to get what God is saying than for me to try to get rich off of it. And I understand ministries have to sell things to buy radio time and TV time, and ministry and the administration of it is very expensive. But God gave me a way to make it available. And I thank God for modern technology. So please go on the website and download everything you can while it still works. You know, the internet, you know, it's up to date, but it may not always be that way. Now, the Holy Spirit came to do a work, and we need to learn. Everybody needs to learn these things, because God wants to be represented correctly, and the Holy Spirit will do it. And I'm going to show you in the next broadcast how Jesus came to represent the heart of God's will. I took a little detour to show you how the Holy Spirit will help you do God's will. See, the Lord showed us some things in John chapter 16. Verse 7, he reiterated what he said in 14. Verse 7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." See, while he was explaining these things, sorrow filled their heart because he was talking about leaving. So he had to tell them again in verse 7. And then he said, "When he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." That's three reasons that he came, and to help us, of course. Of sin, because they believe not on me. They don't believe what he's saying. So if they don't believe what Jesus is teaching, they'll remain in sins and be destroyed. So the Holy Spirit will reprove the world of sin. He will expose the sin for the dog that it is, for the lying monster that it is. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. So the Holy Spirit is going to help us be like Jesus in character. He's going to help us receive the word, understand it as it is. You can hear the word, but if you hear it with religious ears, with cold religious ears, let me put it this way. You can hear the word of God, but if you hear it misapplied, or if you hear it with Satan's ears, you know, Satan, if you hear it wrong, you won't ever learn it. But the Holy Spirit will help you learn it right. That's why he said, "A righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more." When they saw Jesus living and operating, they began to see the spirit of the word. Now the Holy Spirit's going to take off from there and help us to apply it right, so that we won't hear it with religious expectations, but we'll see it for what it is. And that's the only way to learn who God is, as he is. Verse 11 says, "Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." See, Satan would say, well, he'll take the judgment off him and put it on you. You better do this right, because God's going to get you. A lot of Christians believe that God is out to get them. He's got some vendetta against them. So they better do, you know, God set you up to live by love. As long as you're living by the love of God, you're not breaking the law. You can't love your neighbor as Jesus loved you, or you can't love your neighbor as yourself and do him wrong. It's not going to happen. Everybody you love, you will protect. You will not slap them upside the head out of meanness. You love your children, you'll do what it takes to protect them, even if you have to correct them. You're not going to hurt them. And never whip your children out of anger. If you're angry, wait till you calm down. Whip them out of love. If you have to discipline them, discipline them out of love, not anger. Very important, because you got to represent God to your children in every situation. Don't be the bad guy. Do what's right. Be strict. Jesus says, suffer them to take them to church. Drag them if you have to. You live in this house, you're going to church. That's what my dad told my nephews. He said, everybody in this house going to church. That's how it is. Move if you don't want to. But if you live in the house, you're going to church. And they went. And they respect him for that. He said, the Holy Spirit reproves us of the world of judgment, because the prince of this world is just Satan is judged. That's what's judged. And people say, "You're judging me. You're talking about my sin. You're judging me." No, Satan is judged. We're trying to get you out of the judgment process. If you're tied up with him, you're going to be judged. And the Holy Spirit came to correct. We need his wisdom into doing all these things, because people have all kind of crazy opinions that's not of God. When you walk down the street, you live the life of Jesus every day in their sight. People that you work with, They got 100,000 opinions about God. But when you live the life of Jesus, then they see God as he is, and they say, "Oh, I want to be saved." A lot of people would want to be saved if somebody would live the word of God. So they'll come out, and that's how it works. Now watch this. I love verse 12. He said, yet many things to say. He said, yet many things to say unto you. He said, verse 12, do it right. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. See, there were things Jesus was getting to, but he didn't have time to get to it. But he said, this is my favorite verse out of all the scriptures in the Word of God. He said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. How about that? Now I want to analyze that. He will guide you into all truth. Not just religious truth. Not just, but also science. He'll teach you about science. He'll teach you about education. He'll teach you about children. He'll teach you about adults. He'll teach you about people. He'll teach you about whatever you want to know. All truth. If you're a professional and you come to a snag and you don't know what to do, the Holy Spirit can compensate you and teach you about your own profession. And I happen to be a mechanic. When I run into a problem, I say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Now I got a lot of tricks and skills to get where I am to where I want to be when I'm working on the car. If something break, crack, or get stuck, I know how to fix it. But when I don't, I ask the Lord, and he give me wisdom. And that has happened many times. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, look at that. He got you covered. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, will guide you into all truth. And nobody expects you to ever get it right, because they never seen you do something like that. They never seen you go beyond your skill. What he's saying is the Holy Spirit has come to compensate you and take you beyond all of your skills and give you God's skills. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, will guide you into all truth. He's not going to make you do it. See, all you have to do, whenever people are living by faith and they're in faith and they love God and they're motivated by the things of God, all it takes is a guide at that point, because you will use your faith to finish it. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verse 14, he shall glorify me, Jesus is talking, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. He will also connect you to other people doing the same things. He will also cause you to be an operative. He'll cause you to speak his word, and then whoever heard you, they'll hear somebody else saying the same thing by the influence of the Holy Spirit. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive what's mine, show it unto you. All things that the Father has is mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine and shall show it to you. All this is true, folks. He's mastered it all. All we have to do is believe and receive what he's saying and obey him. And then we live a life full of order. We have order in our lives. And then we begin, and our goal should be to see God as he is and represent him to the world. And when we do that, we bear fruit. That's how we bear fruit. We see God as he is and represent him to the world. And faith will take it from there. The faith that people see in us will get on them, and their faith will take them forward. Everybody will operate by his faith. When we present them with the word as it really is, then their faith will take over, and they'll start bearing fruit just like us. They'll become born again, and they'll begin to bear fruit. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mighty to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, God loves you, and he's with you forever. I love you. God loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.